Coming up on Patriots This Week, a stellar first half record. Then a shocking trade. It was a perfect time for a little R&R.
Couldn't ask for a better buy right halfway through the season, 8 weeks.
Now it's a familiar foe with a dazzling resume.
There's no team or organization I have more respect for than the Seattle Seahawks.
It's a rematch of an instant classic, When the Butler Did It.
Butler has it at the one!
Turn on the lights. This is a game made for prime time.
If you love football, you know, Sunday night at 8:30 here at this stadium is going to be a great place for it.
That's right now on Patriots This Week.
Out of the bye and onto the second half of the 2016 season for the New England Patriots. And hi, everyone. Welcome to Patriots This Week. Bob Sosia, along with my radio partner on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Scott Zolak,
former
Patriots quarterback, and Matt Chatham, three-time Super Bowl MVP. Guys, as you know, we've heard it an infinite number of times. Bill Belichick says football season starts in November, and so it begins with the Patriots at 7-1.
Yeah.
Readying for the Seattle Seahawks in a marquee matchup, maybe the most anticipated regular season game this year.
Yeah, and I'm excited for it, Bob. And I go back to last year, and I think each year is kind of different. You can't transfer from one year to the next, but I think there is something that's similar for this team that directly correlates to them going to the playoffs and doing well, and that's playing well at the end of the year. This team ran off 10 straight games to start the year last year. People forget they lost 5 of their last 8. That is so un-Belichick, un-Brady-like. I don't care who was down, whether it was Edelman. There was some decision-making, approach in Miami, all of that. That's all in the past. I think you learn from your mistakes. I think they had some mistakes last year. And this is a darn good test for this football team. I like Seattle. I've said it for the last couple weeks. I still think they're the best team in the NFC. I think they're a hardened team. They travel well. And I think they're going to come here and they're going to fight. And it's going to be one heck of a game.
See, I think one of the things that's really nice about this, it just lays out nice for the Patriots, is sort of the context of, A, who you're getting and when you're getting them. You just came off the bye. Hit smack in the middle for you. I think that's great. Seattle just played a Monday night game, has to do the West-East trip. That's not easy to do. Plus, they're very similar, I think, in a lot of respects to Buffalo, and you played them twice. So you have a lot of exposure of sort of a similar approach both offensively and defensively. They don't play the cover three, but a lot of sort of the in-your-face kind of attitude. And offensively, guys who can make you miss at the quarterback position. So you have exposure to them, you're rested, and they're not.
So I should ask this with fingers crossed, because you mentioned the 10-0 start last year, but by the time the Patriots got the 10-0, the injuries were piling up.
Yeah. Mm.
They reached the bye with a chance to heal even more. Relatively healthy. This is about as healthy as the Patriots have been this stage of the season, at least in recent memory.
Cross your fingers, knock on wood, throw salt over your shoulder, go buy Black Cat, you know, do whatever you want to do with that cat. I mean, it's kind of a weird situation because, you know, you got guys like Deion Lewis potentially coming back in a couple weeks here. I still think he's a little bit away, and you're going to have the ability to make sure he's right because James White, I think, gives you some. They have a running game. They have a running game at the midway point of the year. It's a lot of good things, and defensively, they got to clean things up. Right now, I think, if any group needs to get it going, it's the defense.
Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about the Jamie Collins trade. Now that the Patriots have had a chance to prepare a couple of days during the bye week and get into Seattle mode this week, how does this defense respond in your estimation, your anticipation?
I think they're going to keep doing what they've been doing, a lot of big sub, and that's with Pat Chung down, three safety look, get him down in the box a little bit more. If he's got to be more in essence of a linebacker, a tackler, a cover, then that's what you have to do. They're going to mix it up with guys. Hey, I have no clue what Van Noy's going to give you. That's yet to be seen. Other guys that they've picked up, like McClellan and company, they all got to step up.
I really think that Landon Roberts takes over the regular role. He's your new will linebacker. And I think at the other side of it, when you move into nickel, I think it's Les Van Noy. He's more of an outside linebacker, played Sam in a 4-3, lost his role in that regards in Detroit. I think it's more Barcavius Mingo. I think Mingo is probably your answer there. In a limited role kind of situation in sub where he's off the ball, you let him play to his strengths, and he doesn't have to do the whole role. I think it's sort of an ideal situation that you have a comfort level with both. The important thing here is Landon has actually been logging a lot of reps in the last few weeks, so his experience level is a little higher. Mingo hasn't taken a ton, so it'll be sort of a get-up-to-speed kind of situation the next couple weeks.
How about the next level of the defense, the back end? What do you want to see from the secondary?
Oh, boy.
What do the Patriots have to do in terms of the personnel?
Sharpen up opposite Butler. That's first and foremost. Whether it's Coleman, you know, whether it's Logan Ryan and sort of a resurgence here in the second end, and maybe he's learned from sitting and watching a little bit. Cyrus Jones, practice player of the week, he's kind of have to work. He's got to work his way back into the good graces of Matt Patricia, Bill Belichick, and maybe he gives you a little bit here. But the corner and the corner depth opposite Butler has got to elevate.
Patriots have played 8 games as a team, first 4 of them without Tom Brady. So now you project second half of the season. Is there a benefit, do you think, to that missed time for Brady? Is he going to be stronger? Is he going to be fresher down the stretch for this team?
He should be. Yeah. I mean, that's all it takes is 3 good hits, a sore rib, a sore arm, a sore shoulder, and you're right back to dealing with injuries and pain. So it's all about pain management and keeping him healthy, keeping him upright. 26 passes a game, I'd love that.
Yeah, exactly. It's beyond just how many plays he's taken. It's not taking the big major hits. They keep him upright. They run the football, which keeps you upright.
Play action.
There you go.
Gronkowski's health, Edelman, getting the ball to Hogan. He's finding more weapons now, and I think he's got more weapons now, Bob. Martellus Bennett, as I said earlier, Deion Lewis at some point coming back, it's going to pay dividends for them.
Dante Scarnecchia, longtime offensive line coach, now back out of retirement, said they've achieved continuity thus far, but there's still a ways to go for the offensive line. Most people around here think the offensive line has been much improved, at least in the run blocking. What do you think?
I think Tooney has given them stability there, to not miss a snap and play that way. David Andrews looks like the guy we saw first 10 games last year. I think David Andrews is pretty darn good, underrated center. It's great having a healthy Solder. Whether you like Nate Solder or not, he's a big body on the end. And I thought Marcus Cannon is playing really, really well. And that's a guy people have been critical of.
Use your word, Bob. Continuity. I think that matters not so much for, picking up pass protections, but the way these guys work together in concert on, combination blocks, right? Where they got two guys got to rise and pick up the third or whatever. They got to get off the ball thing. They have to work together. When, like you said, Tooney's there every snap. So Nate knows it's me and you. And we've done this against a bunch of different kinds of opponents. You're not weak in, week out, say, I was playing it that way and you were playing it that way. It's 5 dudes that are on the same page.
Now, we've talked a lot about special teams during the course of the first half of the season. Steven Gostkowski got over a hump, it seems, in Buffalo. 5 for 5 on his placements, including a long field goal at the buzzer at halftime. The return game got a spark from Danny Amendola. How critical is that for this team moving forward, getting something out of returns?
It's huge. I think if you could point to any one thing that really just needs to be juiced a little on the back end, it's that. And it's great you got it against Buffalo, but you need to come up with one of those. Maybe not a touchdown, but a 40, 50-yard return each and every game. And also the punt return game. It's a sneaky little thing that hasn't been super productive, hasn't been a problem, but getting those late-season returns where you flip field and all of a sudden, Tom Brady's got 35 yards to a score. How much different is that in 60? Well, besides the arithmetic part of it, but it's huge. So I think getting those guys productive, wow, that's a big bump.
And as Osho would say with Tyler Lockett, I think that's a big thing. He flips the field for them the way Matt's talking about it. Cyrus Jones gives you nothing in the return game right now. You're saving Julian Edelman from having to put him back there. Any burst Danny Amendola gives you is good because we haven't seen it for 8 weeks.
Up next, we'll talk about some of the surprises in the NFL first half of the season, including some contenders in the AFC right after this on Patriots This Week.
Patriots This Week is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Waste Management, remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of. Waste Management's new Bagster, dumpster in a bag, can take it on.
This week's Putnam Player Spotlight is on Danny Amendola. The 5'11", 190-pounder got the Patriots on the board with a 9-yard TD in the first quarter against the Bills. And the Texas Tech graduate nearly brought the second-half kickoff back for a score, his 73-yard return setting up the Patriots for a 21-point lead. Now in his 4th season in New England, number 80 has become one of Tom Brady's most sure-handed targets. The Putnam Player Spotlight is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. We continue on Patriots This Week. In the first half, really a level playing field across the NFL. Very few teams separating themselves like the Patriots did. What's the biggest surprise for you, for better or worse?
That you could take the week off and Pittsburgh and Denver can lose in the fashion that they did. I thought Pittsburgh did no justice to Ben Roethlisberger. He's coming back from 2 weeks getting his knee operated on, and they just put him in there and make him run around. They didn't help him. They didn't try to establish the run. They're playing Baltimore on the road. They should have won that game. Teams like San Diego, last place out in the West. You take San Diego, stick them in this division with New England, they're probably in second place. Put them in the South, they're probably in first place. That AFC West, I think the strength of that AFC West is surprising to me.
I would say if you look at Pittsburgh, their biggest issue, I just kind of looked and thought.
We'll be there, Neil. That's the thing, man.
I thought last week was going to be bumpy. I mean, how can it not be, right? The guy comes off of surgery. He's going to be back in a short week of practice. The biggest issue they have is they've made gains in defense that are now gone, and they need to be able to stop people if it's not going to be gangbusters
on
offense.
They got to prove this week. They got to thump Dallas. They're back in the mix.
Man, is that a tough matchup. But then I'll go out west, as Zoe has done, and I think that's probably the more compelling division because really, any three of those teams. San Diego, I think, is in the hunt. Kansas City, which, you know, Patriots just blew out when they got them here last year in the playoffs. They seem to be a hang-around kind of team. That's the same team that a couple weeks ago at home or on the road beat Oakland by 16. Now, Oakland's everyone's darling now, but Kansas City, I think, might still be there then as well.
Well, the Oakland Raiders are doing well. And Derek Carr, of course, continuing to progress in his young career. Oakland, a team much improved. You buying in?
Yeah, I am buying in. I've been buying in on Derek Carr. I'm a big fan of Derek Carr. He's 6'4". I think he's got a good feel in the pocket. He's been doing this since his rookie season. You know, we saw him up here, and I thought he played well up here. But I think you got Crabtree, who doesn't have to be a number one. You got Amari Cooper. So all the attention goes to Amari Cooper. They can run the ball. That offensive line, I think, is bigger than Dallas's.
That's the point right there. Wow. If there was a reason to buy
77
in on Oakland,
on the left side, I don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah,
he is a big boy.
They're good, but here's the issue. I think the reason you would sort of pause button on that a little is because it's easy to buy in on their offense. I'm with you on all those points. Latavius Murray, I think after he's come back from the toe injury, he can be a big part of that offense and not have to have Carr throw 55 balls. But that defense, just weeks ago, was one that was 31, 30, 29 in pass, 31 versus rush. This was a bad defense. So they're just slowly on the uptick. If they have a step back comparable to Pittsburgh, you're back to sort of square one where they're really not that dangerous.
You look at the Patriots' second half schedule. Who presents a stiff challenge for them down the stretch in pursuit of the number one seed in the AFC?
Denver, period. That's it. I mean, for me, I mean, we've traveled out to Denver, did it twice last year. Nice city, pretty little town. our tech guys love to go skiing and all that. We don't like it when that whistle blows and that noise starts in that stadium. That place gets loud and you underestimate how good that home crowd is.
I think the Jets, you got to play them twice still. They're certainly not playing great right now. Just because of the rivalry and because of the closeness, and I think that'll mean more to them at that point than maybe the Patriots. Sort of that trap game idea. You lost late last year to Miami, remember? So it's not like you can just disregard these teams.
And this is why I've toted Buffalo for so long, because they play you like it's
they play
your
you
Super
different.
Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's your division. Division games are tough, to what he's saying.
Well, Buffalo played Seattle to the brink on Monday night. When we come back, we'll talk about the Seahawks right after this.
Back from the bye week. That's right, time now for your Zoe Show. We're going to look at Tyler Lockett. You're saying, Zoe, all these great players from Seattle, why Tyler Lockett? Special teams is going to be the difference in this football game. And here's why we're going to show you. Take a look at this right here. This is the return game. This is easy for the Patriots because you got L1, L2, L3, L4, L5. Got to stay in your lanes with this guy. You don't want him. And go ahead and roll that tape. To have the ability to break big kicks like this. Coming off the Buffalo game, remember Danny Amendola and how good that return was and how that game changed? Little field goal before the half. Next thing you know, you come out, you start the second half. Boom, kickoff right up the hash right here. This is a nightmare right here for the New England Patriots. Last thing you want is to play a really good defensive game, hold the points down, contain Russell Wilson, and have guys like Lockett here who are very dangerous. And this is dangerous here, short field. You already know that Seattle's going to get that ball somewhere around the 50. You give the offense and an offensive coordinator like Daryl Bevel the ability to set it up not only inside the 20, inside the 10. How about putting it in the darn end zone? Speed, special teams, find out where Tyler Lockett is. Contain Russell Wilson. It's Seattle week. There's your Zoe Show.
The Zoe Show is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
And upon return to the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios, we continue on Patriots this week, previewing a game with so many interesting storylines. Yeah. Pete Carroll's first visit to Foxborough since he was fired as the head coach of the Patriots. Wow. The Seahawks and the Pats, a rematch of Super Bowl 49. And, of course, two teams right now at the top of their respective conferences, marquee meeting this Sunday night here in Foxborough.
I played for Pete. I like Pete. I'm a Pete guy. Love Bill. I mean, it's just to be around these two coaches, I'm glad Pete did it at the collegiate level, came back, and now it's working for him in Seattle. And I think he's got a good defense. Like I said, I'm a fan of the Seahawks. I think they built it the right way. Pete surrounds himself with good people. It's a fun team, and I think it'd be fun to play on that team.
This is probably a good game for the NFL, quite frankly, because they've been beaten up on some of these late-night games. You get a Sunday night game here against
last week was
two good teams. Last
Sunday
week was great.
Sunday and Monday were really good. This is a good 8 days for
the
NFL.
Other than blowing all those calls in that late game. But but the idea that they get two very competitive teams, two teams that a lot of people around the country, I think, respect other than the sort of Patriot hate, but it's two highly revered teams that I think are both going to be there near the end of this thing. So it's a nice little November treat.
And so you said earlier, two mentally tough teams. Yeah. We know the Patriots are. Seahawks as well.
Yeah, I mean, you watch Seattle, they get down by 10. They don't get rattled. You know what they are offensively. They're not going to go spread. They're not going to go in the gun. You're going to get play action. You got to contain Russell Wilson. The best thing for the Seahawks is the health of Jimmy Graham and Russell Wilson. They look healthy right now.
Seattle has a sort of a habit of playing in rock fights. Like, they'll come out here. It'll be a very difficult trip for them. But in 3 years, they haven't lost by more than 10 points. So even if they're not favorites, they're going to come out and give you a test. I think you almost have to expect that. A couple things to keep an eye on. I think the exposure that the Patriots have had to Tyrod Taylor is very helpful. He's a very similar player, obviously, without as much experience. Man. But the idea that Taylor really burned Seattle, quite frankly, by escaping. I think that's good film for the Patriots to look at. Say, hey, man, we're not necessarily going to get Russell Wilson on the ground every time. But when he escapes, he has to escape, so he's thrown across his body. Make him go left out of the pocket, not right. Don't let him make those easy throws.
And you said he looks healthy, whereas a couple of weeks ago with a knee and ankle injury, he was a guy who was more stationary than usual. But as noted, during the Buffalo game, he was able to escape. In fact, on a design play, scores a touchdown with his legs.
Big week for Rob Ninkovich and Chris Long. Mm-hmm. Those guys have got to be on their keys. They got to be reading things, Wills, middling everything, staying in your lanes. I don't know how much pressure they're going to be able to generate on him. It's about eliminating a big play and having him have that escapability.
On the other side of the ball, I'm a little bit interested to see how this goes down because I thought Buffalo exposes them a little bit because Seattle loves to stay in cover three. So fans are there watching. You've got basically three deep players. They play on top of everything. But the part that's available in threes, three beaters, are seam routes. That's the stuff between the hash and numbers. So running people sort of in that middle area of the field. What do the Patriots have that are three beaters? Good Lord. Rob Gronkowski, Martellus Bennett. They're the team with more three beaters on the roster than Hogan.
Beat it. Yep.
They're built to go at that. Yeah. So I'm curious if the Seahawks will look at these guys and say, man, that's a great coverage. It's a great screen. It's our core thing. But that doesn't really work against these guys. So how are they going to sort of accommodate for that?
And Martellus's brother, Michael Bennett, who wreaked havoc in the Super Bowl, not there for the Seahawks. They still have Bobby Wagner as a linebacker and the so-called Legion of Boom.
Yeah, they do have guys on the edge. And they got Richard Sherman, who's going to D up and get in your face. To Matt's point, I think you can force them to play more man in this game, and that'll benefit New England.
The other guy, Julian Edelman, remember him in that Super Bowl? His touch rate, his targets was out of this world. The guy was just working over. They found ways to get him on their second or third quarter. They move him around a bit. It's a night where you might see a lot of jewels.
Yeah. All right, so we know who Matt is thinking about for his game changer coming up Sunday night for the Patriots and the Seahawks. We'll find out when we come back if he sticks with that pick right after this on Patriots This Week.
Patriots This Week is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
If Jordan Howard is available in your league, pick him up and start him this Sunday. The Bears back had a monster performance against a stout Vikings defense. And coming off a bye week, Howard should be rested and ready to slash through the Bucs in Tampa. It's been an up and down year for the talented Jarvis Landry in Miami, and it will be a down week up against the Chargers secondary in San Diego. Keep him on your bench. Atlanta's Mohamed Sanu has become an increasingly attractive target for Matt Ryan with 14 catches in the past 2 weeks. He's our sleeper when the Falcons head to the city of brotherly love. This week's fantasy update is brought to you by Verizon. Come home to a better network.
Back for our final moments of Patriots This Week. Time for our predictions and our game changers. Matt Chatham, enough of the suspense. Who are you going with?
Could have gone Edelman, but I'm actually going to go with LeGarrette Blount. I think there was a quote in that game the other evening where Richie Incognito talked about how they saw on film that Seattle was a little smaller up front. They were just going to pound it at him. 27-17 Patriots with the running game, a bigger factor than we expect.
That guy that will be handing LeGarrette Blount the football, I'm going with Tom Brady, number 12. I'm going to go right back to that Super Bowl, to the one that they put on his back for two quarters and said, go win it, because I think this is a mind game. The ability to look at coverage, to manipulate manipulate people to get the team in the right checks, to make sure Blunt's run into the right hole. I think this is a massive Brady game. 2 weeks to get ready for it. 34-26 New England. They win by 8.
All right, looking forward to Sunday night's matchup. Patriots and the Seahawks prime time, as it should be. Two leaders in the respective conferences, of course, in a rematch of Super Bowl 49. For Matt Chatham and Scott Zolak, I'm Bob Soucy. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Talk to you next week on Patriots This Week. So long, everyone.